So we'll start with some context of the Gemara, I guess. We're again back in Shitas Rabba. We're asking, so why, according to Rabba, who holds the key in the Shema, do we need only one Eidim? Really, we should need two Eidim. Back and forth through the Gemara, it should need two Eidim. Really, Eidachad and Visurin. When do we need it? Only certain situations when it's a Cheskes Isser. And in this case, the Cheskes Isser, Isser Tzeneishes Ish, and it comes out, we say Rov Bekiyanin, and really, that the Rov of Rov Yisrael is going, they're going to be Bekiyan Lishma, and therefore, we conclude that, right here, that really we don't need any Eidim. Then comes the Rabbanan of the Atzarach, we'll get to it in a second, but Rov Bekiyanin is going to come and override the Chazaka of, come and override the Chazaka of the Eishes Ish. We would have thought it would have needed two. Comes the Rov and says no, it really needs zero. Just to pause here for 1 second. So we know that we have a concept of Ruva Chazaka Ruva Adav, and that's kind of what we're working through at this point. It seems like what's working, the mechanism by which it's working right here, that the Rov of Yisrael, their Bekiyin, comes on top of the Chazaka that would have needed two. Comes the Ritva and he asks, I don't understand. Really, we know that we have smoke mitala chazaka when in cases when we can do this, and we can say that it'll smoke mitala chazaka and it'll create a paga paga and it'll create a 50-50. And so the rov really shouldn't win. So again, we have the question that the rov seemingly is the mechanism by which it overtakes the chazaka, and it's gonna bring us back to a field where we only need zero edim. And the rov seemingly here doesn't work because it breaks it into a paga paga, breaks it into a subject. The problem here is that the rov is not gonna be able to bring it back to zero edim. Fine. So the Ritva gives his own. It's actually, I think we saw, it's actually just Agav. It's actually Machlokas Rishon, whether we hold that Ruva Chazaka Ruva Adif, or if it's Smoke Mitala Chazaka. But anyways, let's say we're going within the people that hold that, the Rishon that hold it Smoke Mitala Chazaka. So how are they going to answer this question? So the Ritva gave an answer that here, in this case, so a little bit weiter in the Gemara, we talk about Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir is normally Choshesh for the Mia, but here, Tosos translates, we said it's a Stam Sifri Didani Migmar Gemiri. So really, over here, Tosos tells us that it's a Miuta de Miuta, and therefore, Rabbi Meir would not be Choshesh. So since it's Miuta de Miuta, it wouldn't be Choshesh. So comes the Ritvani answers, and he says, really, over here in this case, yes, normally, we would apply the concept of the Smoke Miuta Chazaka, and it would land in Paga Paga. Now, it'll be a problem in theory, but here, it's a Miuta de Miuta. So that's what the Ritva is trying to say. And then we wouldn't apply the concept of smoke mute la chazaka. We don't apply mute de mute, smoke mute de mute la chazaka to come and override the roof. Fine. That's the Ritva would answer that kasha. And then the Rabbanu, the Gemara read, Rabbanu de Atzrach, really you need two, back down to one. Fine. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a different answer. He says that he prefaces by saying, every time you have a davar shebe'erva, you also have a cheskes iser, which then would require you to have, with the cheskes iser would require you to have two Eidim. So he pulls from Tosos that you can't have, it's impossible to have a case without Rishiva Erva, without Eschazik. They really coincide. So what he's going to try to do here is he's going to eliminate the Chazaka that's causing you to require two. So the reason why they don't still require two is the following. So he says the only reason why we would have required two in the first place is why? Because of the Chazaka of the Nisha Sish. That's why we would have required of Rishiva Erva, fine, Bechulu, that really you would have required two Eidim. But now, when we're using up the Chazaka to stacking it against the rov, we have the chazaka plus the miut, stacking it against the rov to cancel it out. So we don't have the chazaka anymore to apply now to give us back the two eidim. So really, we don't have the two eidim here that would have required it. Rabbanu de Asaf. There's a little bit of a problem. It's hard. It's Aaron asked this question when we were going over the first time that it seems like really you're still left with one eid because. Yes, it doesn't. You don't have the chazaka of Eishes Ish anymore, which would then lead you to two, right? Because that was used up already. But you still should have one because we know that a davar shebe'erva, even though without a chazik tosos holds, you still need one aid. So even though there's no chazaka, it's still a davar shebe'erva bli chazaka. So it should still seemingly require one. I thought it may be an answer to tell Aaron. I'm not going to say now. I don't know if it's good or not, but. Whatever, it's still a little bit troubling to say that. Maybe Aaron was trying to say that. Maybe what's pshat, that you just don't have two in this case. Maybe the Rav Kiva Eger is trying to say whether it's zero or one, whatever. But you definitely don't have two in this case, which is what Rov was trying to over. Which is what the Cheskes Isser was trying to overtake. Interesting to point out that the Ritva he must hold, I think like the Ramban, who holds that a case of Davar Sheva Erva, even without a schazik, would still require to. Again, that Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says as soon as the chazaka leaves, right, with that idea of Tosas, as soon as the chazaka leaves, so too does the requirement of two Edom. However, the Ritva maybe doesn't hold like he doesn't want to say like Rabbi Akiva Eger's pshat, because he still would feel that it would need two even without a chazaka. Okay. So now to jump into the Rabbanan Huda Atzrach. So again, the Gemara said the Rabbanan Huda Atzrach, that the Rabbanan seemingly they jumped back up. We didn't need any Edom to come. However, the Rabbanan were Matzrach for whatever reason, we'll see in a second. And then Mishamiguna, they went back down to one. The Rabbanan jumped up to two, back down to one. And that's how we end up only with one aid that needs to testify. Fine. So what exactly were the Rabbanan worried about that they felt the need to institute this takana? We have, obviously, b'funanatim. So what were the Rabbanan worried about in this case? So Rashi, right off the bat, he says, very simply, he says, what's the case for Rabbanan to the Atzar? He says, L'meichash l'mil samishim di'ika d'ashchach kasuv v'omid kigon shenechta l'shem acham ibn ha'iro sheshmo kishmo v'shmo kishmo v'nim alchmi l'garish. So he says, what's going to be the case? There's going to be Yosef and Shimon in one town. There's going to be two Yosef and Shimons in the same town, potentially. And one of them is going to want to get with, obviously with the wives who have the same names. And one of them is going to want to get divorced. He gets a get written. And then he decides, v'nimlach, he doesn't actually want to get divorced anymore. Comes the second Yosef and Shimon. And now he takes the get, and now all of a sudden we have a problem with Lishma. It was written for the wrong Yosef and Shimon and the wrong Rivka or whatever. So that would be the potential problem with Rashi, that Rashi wants to say the Rabbanan they were matzah for. So again, Rashi wants to say that it's a specific case, and the Rashba tells us that it's really it's a low plug across the board now, right? Rashi has his specific case that he's worried for, and then he says, okay, so it's a low plug across the board. Really, everything needs to be done Lishma. We added two quick ha'aris here. The way that Tosos learns, right? He learns from Meir. He's not concerned for a mi'uta de mi'uta. So if Rashi felt the same way, that it was a mi'uta de mi'uta, right? That's what Rabbi Meir is not going to be choshesh for. Then he could have said the Rabbanan Huda Atzrach is that they are concerned for it, right? Tosus wanted to say mi'uta de mi'uta. That's why Rabbi Meir is not worried about it. Rashi could have just said, okay, Rabbanan were matzrach because they were concerned for the mi'uta de mi'uta. What do we learn after? We could see it leads us to believe that maybe Rashi felt that Stam Sifri Tan and Big Margmiri really meant 100% of the Edom were Gemiri. So therefore, that couldn't have been the Chashash that the Rabbanan were Masrach for. Fine. Number two, the second Har. It's also interesting to note that Rashi's concern here seemingly would be a concern for Rabbi Meir as well. What do I mean? Rabbi Meir, right? Rashi gives a case where it seemingly is a Miuta case. So Rabbi Meir is normally Choshish for the Miut. So what are we... What is Rabbi Meir not? Why is Rabbi Meir, according to Rashi, not choshish for this case? It's only the Rabbanan who are choshish for this case. So what we answered in Shir was that Rabbi said, okay, there's an obvious difference between a mi'uta of a situation, right, of a situation playing out, right, which is what Rashi's talking about, versus the mi'ut, the type of mi'ut that Rabbi Meir is actually worried about, which is that a certain mi'ut of people, sorry, versus a certain a miut of a situation. And we kind of set out the way, a good way to say this out is that it's a miut, right, versus a milsa de l'shicha. It's just like, it's an uncommon situation. It's not necessarily the same type of thing that Rabbi Meir would be worried about. Fine. To jump into Tosos here. Tosos Rabbanan Huda Atzrach. So he quotes Rashi. Pick up the Kasha. So it's at the last line of the Amud in Tosos. Says, he rejects Rashi's sheet here. He says, the kasha, the behochsekush that Yosef and Shimon. He says, "I feel a nechta." The Shimon pasul lagarish bo Rabbi Meir. He says, "I don't understand Rashi. If it's a case of hochseku, so what's the case of hochseku? Our first understanding, our initial understanding of hochseku is what? There's two Yosef and Shimons in this town, right? It's matzik. There's a chazaka that there's two Yosef and Shimons in this town. So what's the? We know if there's two Yosef and Shimons, the get would be pasul lagarish bo according to even if it was written the Shema according to Rabbi Meir. Why?" He's gonna bring a Gemara from the third parak. It says, "Kedamrin of Rish Kol Aget Kotsav Legarish Bo Sagedola Lo Yigarish Bo Seketana." If one person wants to be, he has two wives, they have the same name. He wants to be Megarish the older one, so he's not allowed to be Megarish the younger one. The Gemara darshins out that what is this trying to tell us? Really, the Gemara Ketanu Udulamatz Megarish Be Hagedola Matzim Megarish. And that, however, and that, and but the gedola he would be able to be, he would be able to be megarish. So what's it saying? So says Tosos. Umoki la kirabi Elazar velo kirabi Meir. And the Gemara there establishes that Gemara like Rabbi Elazar and not Rabbi Meir. Mishom debai shehi mochiach mitoch ede hachasima hai minayim megarsha. Because the reason why I can't go like Rabbi Meir over there is because Rabbi Meir would need the get to be mochach mitocha. In order for the get to be good. And there, if you have the same name on the get, right, Joseph ben Shimon divorcing Rivka Aleph, or it's not going to say Aleph, it's just going to say Rivka, happens to be the older one. I don't know if it's the older one or the younger one. But according to Rabbi Elazar, so they established that case in the Gemara over there, according to Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar, he has all the facts presented in front of him, and that would be okay. Okay. But an important point, obviously, and we're going to go into that more, is that Rabbi Meir needs the get to be mochach mitocha. Okay. The Rishonim, they learn out this kasha of Tosfos as Mimanoshach. Right? What's the Mimanoshach? Tosfos is saying like this. If it's a case of Hofsaku Rashi, so then Vada, it's not going to work. If it's a case of Hofsaku, yeah, the get's possible. The get's going to be possible. However, if it's a case of low Hofsaku, right, where there's no, it's, right, we don't know if it's a, it's not maxing anything, there's no chazak of any. Anyone being there, so then we're not choshesh in that town anyways, and the get would still be good. If we don't think that there's two different Yosef and Shimon, so the get's going to be good. So, Mimanoshach, what's the Rashi? What kind of case are you actually concerned for over here? Fine. Continues Tosfos Vayter. So he's basically talking, so now he's about to say, so why can't we just say in theory, okay, so let's just establish our Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar. Okay, I understand Rabbi Meir, it doesn't work within Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Elazar could just say the Gemara and then all would be good. So we say, no, we still have to take Rabbi Meir into account. Why is that? He says, Ubisamuch ba'ilok me mastisen k'Rabbi Meir. Because later on, it's only later on when we establish, it's just later on when we're still going to try to establish our Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. Right now, we're still in the Havim. We don't know who exactly our Tanakhama is. So we're still going to try to establish it like Rabbi Meir. So we still have to be concerned with that maybe this is going like the understanding of Rabbi Meir. Fine. Okay. So in theory, I guess pause right here for 1 second again, right in the middle of Tosos. In theory, Rashi has his kasha that's on him right now. So how would Rashi maybe come and answer this question? Right? Again, Rashi gives this case that he's concerned for with a low plug across the board. Right? It's what it seems like. And Tosos asks, I don't understand. It's Mimanoshach, it's not going to work. Right? You need mochach mitocho, it's not really going to work. Okay, so how would Rashi answer? So we learned the Gemara in Chav Beis regarding the case that something that's yachal is daif. Rashi says over there, the Gemara is also going according to Rabbi Elazar. Right? Not like Rabbi Meir. Why is that? Because in the case of yachal is daif, the Edei Mesira would technically, they'd be able to figure out, according to Rabbi Elazar, they'd be able to figure out, maybe later on, right, when they come back to ask, oh, so what were the Tanayim that were in the get that maybe could have been erased? The Edei Mesira are going to come back and they'll say, this was Tanai X, and it was Yosef and Shimon X, and it was Rivka X. And they're going to have all the details. However, according to Rabbi Meir, they're not going to have all the details because the Edei Chasima don't need to come back and retestify. All, what do they have to do? Just be Mekayim the Shtar with the Chasimos. So over there, Rashi's telling us, in theory, had the Edei Chasima come back and told us all the information, then it would be good. Which we can also learn out that Rashi in general feels the get doesn't necessarily have to be mochach mitocha. Rashi, it seems like we have made that idea in Rashi and Chav Beis, that Rashi doesn't necessarily feel that the get has to be mochach mitocha, but rather just some way that the get that you need to find out the details of the get at some point later on. I don't have it here in my notes, but I believe there was a ksos that we pulled from there regarding the Safik Kiddushin, right? We had a case where if there's a I don't have, this is where right. We didn't say it here. We said it later on.
We did say it later on.
Okay, fine. Fine. So Vayter and Tosfos. Okay. So then Tosfos is going to try to say, he says, "Va'afilu l'Rabbi Elazar." He says, "Va'afilu l'Rabbi Elazar tzarich edei mesirin sheyadu she'asau ba'al shaliach v'laka." So Tosfos says, even if you wanted to say like Rabbi Elazar, if there was some reason you could say like Rabbi Elazar, there's still a problem. What's the problem? These edei mesira are not complete edei mesira because they never saw necessarily the Baal give the get to the Shliach. And because we don't have that information, so therefore we can't say that it would be good. We can't say that they would be good enough. So why is this true in general? Where do we get this halacha that the Edim Asir would also have to see the Shliach receive the get from the Baal? That's considered part of the information that Edim Asir have to really know. Normally, in a regular case, we just assume the Baal gave the Shliach the Shtar because he's holding the Shtar with all the information on it. So, but here, we don't know. The problem is, we don't know which Yosef and Shimon gave it. So, that's the problem. Normally, we assume, he says, essentially, Shtar Chabiyadi, right? He says, it's in my hand. So, obviously, all the information's on here, right? There's only one Yosef and Shimon in this case. Okay, Shkach, obviously, must have been the Baal gave it to you. But here, the problem is, we still don't know whether or not this came from Yosef ben Shimon A, or whether or not this came from Yosef ben Shimon B. Yeah, in the Hanami, it has the names on it, but we don't know which one it came from. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks the following kasha. This is kind of where he flipped the whole sugya on its head. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, okay, Tozo is asking here, the Edei Mesira are not going to know. Okay, that's true, but we, the Beis Din, also don't know that the Baal made a Mashiach. So what? Okay, the Edei Mesira, right, they know, I mean, they know or don't know, but we as the Beis Din have no idea. Like, there's not going to be a testimony, but we don't know that the Baal was, as Beis Din, is not going to know. Okay, so due to this question, tried to flip the sugya and suggest differently in regard to the Inyan of Hosuku. Maybe we could try to knock down this question of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He said as follows, the Maram Shif, we kind of learned this after the Maram Shif, he entertains the following idea. Let's say the Shliach is coming from Dina Sayam, right? That's where he's coming from in this case. So we don't know necessarily what's going on in Medina Sam, right? We don't know. There could be two Yosef and Shimons. There could also be one. We really don't know. And if this is true, that we don't know necessarily what's going on in Medina Sayam, so how does Befanei Nachtav even help in the first place, right? It could be, in theory, that Medina Sayam, there are two Yosef and Shimons. So if that's the case, then it really could be that Befanei is not going to help because we just don't know what's going on over there. So if Nachum took this idea, and he wanted to say a different pshat in Hochsuku. And to preface like this. At the end of the day, according to Rashi, for the Rabbanon to enact Befanei Nachtav, just for a chashash of this case, that Rashi wants to talk about Dashvach Kasov, and then make it a low plug across all cases, it seems like a little bit far-fetched. Like, is this really what Rashi means? Like, just a low plug across the board because of one case? So maybe, right, we could say the following. Maybe we could say that idea that Maram Shif was bringing in. That Rashi feels that this is a case of lo hochsuku is a case where it's vadai that there are not two people with the same name. And rather, hochsuku is not that we know that there are two people there. It's that there's the potential that there are two people there. Which conveniently happens to be almost every case. So Rashi's saying, it's not a vart that he's choshish for a certain case, right, and make it a low plug across the board. Rather, Rashi's saying, we have no idea what's going on in Medina Sayam, right? It could be that we should be choshish for this case in every single situation. It's not just a low plug. Every single situation is a case of hochsuku. Almost every situation, unless you know vadai, there's only one Yosef ben Shimon, which is going to be relatively rare. So Rashi's coming to say that, no, it's really every single case is going to be a potential chashash that maybe you dropped it and picked it up. It's not that it's a low plug word. So Tosos' questions obviously could use a reread, right? So Tosos is, so his Miman of Shach would be saying like this. Miman of Shach, the case of Hochsuku, right? Okay, so in a case of Hochsuku, there's potential there's another Yosef ben Shimon. And if not, we know for sure that it's good. That's what Tosos is reading, that Miman of Shach. Again, meaning, if it's a case of Hochsuku, so he says, Rashi, I'm not worried for your case because Vada, it's not Machuk Mitocho, because maybe there's another Yosef ben Shimon. And if it's lo hochsuku, we know for sure there's only one guy coming from Medina Sayam. We know for sure that it's good now. So too, we could say the question of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which we said earlier, was what? Why are we just concerned for the Edei Mesira? Also, the Beis Din doesn't know. So we could answer like this. The reason we specifically asked about Edei Mesira is because the Beis Din isn't even worried in this case, within this understanding of hochsuku versus lo hochsuku. Right now, we're saying there's a possibility of there being a second Yosef ben Shimon. So for Beis Din, that's not a concern. Because I think the way that we set it out is really because there's two Sveikos here at this point. One, that there might be two people with the same name. And number two, he found the get with his and his wife's name. So Beis Din is just not, it's not choshish for that case. However, the Eidei Mesira, they need to know Bevados in order for them to be proper Eidei Mesira. So again, it was a little hard to understand the first time, at least for me, that how could it be the Eidei Mesira, they need to know everything, but Beis Din doesn't need to know everything? It's because the Eidei, so it exactly leads into the next point. Why is it that the Eidei Mesira need to know everything Bevados, but Beis Din again doesn't? So that's why Rabbi Akiva Eger's kind of question maybe falls off the table a little bit, that we don't need to necessarily know Bevados according to Beis Din, but the Eidei Mesira, which is what Tosfos is asking on, you do need to know Bevados. So why is that true? So it's now leads into the next question. What is the function of Eidei Mesira in general? Right? Why would they have to know the Baal made this guy a shliach? Like, what does it accomplish by Eidei Mesira to have to know every single detail? Additionally, the Gemara in Samach Gimel says that the Eidei Mesira don't necessarily, whatever the case is over there, not to go too into depth, but we learned out over there that the Eidei Mesira don't necessarily have to know what's going on necessarily, right? They just have to witness the actual Mesira themselves. In case a woman, she'll pick Kabbalah, fine. But anyways, they just need to see, they need to be witnesses of the Mesira. So it seems like, you know, the Eidei Mesira don't necessarily need to know. So what is it, what's exactly that's going on here? So we said like this. There's really two different aspects of the Eidei Mesira. There's really two different things that they help with. Number one, we have a requirement, obviously, of Ein Davar Sheva Erev Pachas Mishnayim. That every single case of Erva, so there needs to be two people there, and that's a din. And we're going to need to have two people there. So that's two people there. So that's what Eidei Mesira, firstly, need to check off the box in. And secondly, they are the ones who are Mishavi Leishtara. They're the ones who enact the krisis. They're the ones who make the shtar into a shtar that can cause krisis, that has a chalos girish, and that can actually make the woman be divorced from the man. And we also know that Tosfos holds both of these. How do we know? He says, meaning he holds both of these are the two separate aspects of the Eidei Mesira come to help with, because we recently learned that Tosfos would even require Eidei Mesira, according to Rabbi Meir, to fulfill the din of Ein Davar Sheva Pachas Mishnayim. Meaning again, that last point, Rabbi Meir, right? We saw in Tosfos recently, Rabbi Meir holds obviously Eidei Chasi Makarsi. So why would you need Eidei Mesira according to Rabbi Meir? Comes Tosfos to tell us, no, there's still a din of Ein Davar Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnayim. You're still going to need two Eidim within all these cases. So, this question in Tosos that we had, the Eidei Mesira needing to know, right, that the Baal Asu Shaliach. So, where does the Chisaron lie? Is it in the Kiyum of the Shar? Is it in the Ein Davar Sheva Erev Pachas Mishnayim? Or, rather, is it in the Meshavi Leishtara aspect? Is it in the Krisos aspect? So we first attempted to say, like, the Kiyum Shar. We first attempted to say, like, the that it was a Chisaron really in the Kiyum. And we rejected it. We rejected it. Why? Because we know there's a halacha by Kiddush. That's where we brought it. We know there's a halacha by Kiddushin, taught in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. There's a case where what? Someone's Makadesh a woman with something that's less than a Shabbat Pruta. Less than a Pruta. And in this location, that's where it's less than a Pruta. However, the Eidei Mesira, they see, okay, maybe it's worth more in a different location. So the Ksos goes and he says that even if the Eidei Mesira don't necessarily know that the price is good in a different place, the Kiddushin is still Chal anyways. Being there's still a yichulas to get a beer later on. Again, we're rejecting the fact the chisaron is not in the Ein Davar Sheva Pachas Mishnayim. It's not in the kiyum. This potential problem that Tosfos is bringing is not a chisaron in the kiyum. Because why? Because we still see that in the case of kiddushin where it's a suffik, it's still a good kiddushin. So over here, even if the Eidei Mesira didn't necessarily know all the details, so it wouldn't affect the kiyum. Because over there, it's still the kiddushin was still chal. Yeah, that's clear. Okay. So now, next we're going to try to attempt to say that it's a chisaron in the Meshavi Le'Shtara. We're going to try to attempt to say that it's a chisaron in the krisis and enacting the krisis of the shtar. We have two different ways of approaching it. First, Rabbi taught us the Rav Naftali Chop, and I think he said that he didn't necessarily have the Tosas Rosh. I think when Rabbi was going through the first time that they didn't have the Tosas Rosh, so that's why he wanted to say the following approach. Very simply, the way that a shtar works in general is when you have the das and mischayev. Normally, okay, that's achieved through other things, through the Eidei Chasima. But all you need is the das and mischayev. You need to know that the person who is being mischayev himself, mamon, whatever it is, you need to know that he has the intent to be performing this action. So here too, right? So also by a get, you need a chasima to have the das mischayev. So too here by the edim asira, by them knowing the sheikh was appointed, so they're going to see that the baal made the sheikh into the sheikh, and that's going to grant them the complete das mischayev, and that's going to what's going to enact them to work. I have in my notes that there's a seeming flaw in this approach. I didn't fully understand what. I'll pause it here quickly. Okay, picking up with Tosos Rosh. So Tosos Rosh, he says a little bit differently than Rav Naftali, but he says the following. By Edei Chasima, by Rabbi Meir, who was Edei Chasima, the reason why it works over there, sorry. By Edei Chasima, Tosos needs it to be Mochach Mitocho. By according to Rabbi Meir, who was Edei Chasima, it needs to be mochach mitocho. So Rashi is explaining, so why not the same by Edei Masira? He says the following, he says, Ba'inan she mochiach le'edei Masira, hai minayu megarish, kemol le'Rabbi Meir ve'edei Chasima. He says it's parallel. He says in the same way that for Rabbi Meir with Edei Chasima, they need to know that it's mochach mitocho, meaning we need to know that it's mochach mitocho. It needs to say every single piece of the guy needs to be discernible that it's this guy and this woman. So too, Tosos Rosh explains it's parallel to Edei Masira. The Edei Masira need to know every single step of the way that it's ki'ilu, it's mochach mitoch. It's obviously not mitoch the get, but as much as that can be parallel, the Edei Masira need to be part of the get that's going on. And again, yeah, I wrote here, Rebbe didn't quite want to say that it's mochach mitoch gufa, because not objectively, I mean, it's just objectively not mochach mitoch the get, but rather it's just the closest parallel to it that's what Rosh is rather saying. Fine. Finally, Tosos gives his own mahalach back in Tosos to again, just you don't get lost. Again, we're talking about Rabbanan Udatzrich. What exactly is this concern that the Rabbanan were Matzrich that you needed Edom for? So Tosos at the end, he says, V'omeri, what's Tosos' concern over here? With Omeri, the had the Atzrich Rabbanan, what are they concerned for? Why are they matzer? Chacha, Rabbanan Chacha, Hainu, Kedei Shelo Ya'ar Rabbal, V'yomar Shekasvu HaSofer Kedei Le'Islamid. So, maybe the Baal is going to come and he's going to say, no, this get that I had, the Sofer just wrote it Le'Islamid, V'hu, and the Baal, Hechtim Alav Edim, Shulo Hayabaki Lishma. And the Baal is going to come and he's going to sign Edim, because he's the one that's not Bekin Lishma. Tosos obviously makes it clear, we had just said Stam Sefer Dani Mikmar Gemiri, so I guess Tosos wants to stay consistent just to point out over here that he's making it pretty clear that it's the Sofen who actually are still Bekiyah and Lishma, but they're not. But over here they just wrote it happened to be he wrote it Le'Islamid, whatever, and then comes Yosef ben Shimon and he takes it and he signs Edom because he's the one that doesn't know Lishma. So therefore, it comes out when the Sheikh comes and testifies before Fanei Nachtam. The husband can't come after and say he didn't know that it had to be written Lishma. Because why? The sheikh's testifying that he knows it was written Lishma. He saw that everything was done Lishma. So the Baal can't come and spread the laws. Or we'll see that, but yeah. So it's good to point out here that Rashi can't learn like Tosos. Why? Because Rashi seemed to maintain the idea that 100% of the Sofrim knew Lishma. So Tosos is saying here that maybe the Baal would come and cause laws. Not necessarily, actually.
Actually,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so maybe disregard that. But, okay, fine. But anyways, whatever we said earlier, Rashi holds 100% of the Edom Lishma. Fine. Okay. There's Kasha, we have Akiva Eger here. There goes it.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know if I got it down so much, but if you have it.
Okay. So I'll continue with the next sugya. Next sugya. We have the case. So continuing in the Gemara. So we said Mishum Yiguna Kilu Bei Rabbanan. That really, the Rabbanan were Mekel, and they said instead of two, you could really have one, and he would have the Nemanus of two. Or yeah, right. That the Sheikh would be believed, just to say safely for now. So correct the Gemara. Hi Kulu Chumru. This isn't a Kula. This is going to be end up being bad for the woman. Why? Lo Asi Baal Ma'aru Pasile. If you enacted that you needed two, so the Baal can't be kambi ma'ar and be posel the get, right? Chad, however, one, Asi Bam Arab Pasile. The Baal's gonna come, it's gonna be we'll see in a section, they're gonna go against each other, and he's gonna be posted to get. So Rashi over here, Dibaramasi Odimitzartas Chere, he says, Lame Marlishma Su Lo Mati Bala Ara Hashta Asi Uma Arer the Oki Chal Badi Chad. And Rashi says here, it's one versus one, that the Baal is gonna be able to be posa. So what he says that it's gonna be one Baal versus one Shiach. It's going to be, and he's going to be able to come and be posa the get, whatever that means for now. Okay. Pnei Yoshua asks, I don't understand. This isn't a case of one versus one. It's not even a case of one versus two. It's a case of two versus two. How do we know? The Baal is believed Kishnaim. How do we know? Sugya and Daftas. It says, the Mishnah says, Orin. Comes out of Gemara over there. Ir the Baal. And there the Baal is like Shrek. The Baal is really like two. Just a note on this. Is Rabbi wanted to say that Lamaisi doesn't really hear the question of the Baal. Why? Because the Baal is never really like two Edim Lagamre. He wouldn't override the other side Lagamre. All he's doing there is to make the Beis Din do beer. So Rabbi was, when we said this out, Rabbi said this side of the Pnei Yoshua, I'm not totally hearing, because really we could, he's not like two Lagamre. So maybe there isn't such a problem with calling him one over here. Anyways, so we'll continue with the understanding that it maybe is like two. So the Baal is like two, fine. Next, the aid, we said it's two versus two. So the aid, the Shliach that's coming, is also like two. Why? Because we know every time Kol Makom Shemina Torah Eid Achatz, he's really Neman Kitre. Right? We have Sota, we have Eglarufa. The Pnei Yoshua also brings in the case of Meis Baila. Right? So these are cases where, okay, when you're explicitly believed as two, so then you're believed as two. But here, there's no explicit mention that we should be believed as two. Okay, in the Rishon Chas Pachas Mishnayim, it should. Sorry, that was backwards. Really, I went to the answer too quickly. Really, that we have over here, we have cases where we have Eid Echad, and really they're Neman Kishrei. Fine. So we went to the answer. The Pnei Yoshua, first, he gives his answer. He says, why is the Baal only like two? When's the Baal like two? When he's tiny mezuyah. The Baal's like two when he's tiny mezuyah, but here, he's tiny lo lishma. So he's really not like two. He's only like that. And he adds, from the fact that he was moda to the Iker Shlichus, so it's also an indication to Rashi that he shouldn't be believed as two. That's what Rashi wants to say, maybe that side is just chad. Additionally, the aid is only like one, because in those three cases, or at least he gives in two of these cases, he says there's somewhat of a raglaim ladavar. He says there's seeming a reason to be nota a certain way. Right? There's already, in the case of a sota, so any erecha would be okay, because there's an indication there by sota that maybe she was mizana. We don't necessarily know. So because there's already this raglaim ladavar, so maybe we could start to believe them like two. And then to by meis vaila, there's not really another option. Like, if there's only one guy that comes back, so that's able to testify, so what, we're going to make this woman in Aguna? So we know that at the end of the day, we're going to be very machmir on her in the regards to her punishment. So we're going to be Mekia B'tchila. So therefore we see, it comes out, according to the Pnei Yoshua, that really it is Chad Levadi. Yeah. Okay, Chad Levadi, Chad. Fine. Next we saw three different Ritvas. The Nibuka Yosef quotes the first one. And he says the Ritva, he calls everybody, says Daristam. How do we understand this? He says, yeah, every time the Torah grants Nemanis to someone, they're believed as two. But here, that's what I was saying earlier, but here it's just a case of Erechan and Misurin. They're not believed as two. It's not a case where the Torah grants, the Torah explicitly grants permission that grants Nemanis Kitrei in certain cases. But here it's case, Erechan and Misurin. So they wouldn't be believed as two. Therefore, you could have just one. Right, the lashon that he gives. So then the Gemara comes and says that no, don't be worried, because it's still midak daif. Meaning we have over here that really it is chad levadi chad. Just to cap off the Gemara. Okay, so seemingly it should be bad because it's chad levadi chad. Right, we're saying out. So then come the Gemara would come and say no, don't be worried. It's still midak daif. Just to get. I'm sorry, that was a little jumpy, but Fine, just to say how the lashon in Mukhe Yosef here, he says, "Aval beisr da alma desagi bechad kaven shalaminuhu ela kechad ki asachin v'achre hava hachasha kechad legabichad." Really, in this case, if one guy were to come, it would still be hachasha kechad legabichad. So really, it really is only like one. Fine. Then we went into, so that's very stam. So that's the Nimuki Yosef, which Nimuki Yosef would say it out, that really, according to this Ritva, that when it's Hemina Torah, right? So then the Torah makes it like Shrei. Fine. Then we had another Ritva, the Ritva and Daf Gimel. He says, actually, even in the Havamina before Medak Daik, right, even right now in the Havamina where we're holding right now, we actually feel as though he's two people. Right? So what's the problem? What's the potential problem if the Baal came? Meaning this is not like Rashi. Rashi wanted to say that it's Chal Avadichad, but the Ritva is saying really he's actually like two people. He's really like two people even in the Havim, you know? So what would be the potential problem if the Baal came, if he's really like, if he's Neman like two people? So the Ritva says that Andav Gimel, yeah, right here, yeah, that he's going to contrast it to Daf A, but in a second. But so he says here Andav Gimel that he's like two, and the problem if the Baal were to come is that it would still cause a laws. It would still cause a laws. Okay, Lamaisa, would it be posel? No, but it would still cause a laws. And that could potentially be a problem. Right, and this also squares with the Ritva that the Nimuke Yosef just quoted, because we could just say the Ritva feels that this is Davar Sheva Erva, albeit Derabbanan, and therefore it can still count as two, Midin Amanus, right? That it's kind of, right, Midin Torah, that really it should count as two. I mean, a Torah, Davar Sheva Erva, fine. And then finally, again, just to say the rest of the Gemara, the Hemshech would be the Medak Daik, would serve as the purpose of preventing the laws. So again, the Gemara would read, according to the Ritva, that we have two people. The Baal is going to come against the two people. Okay, he's just going to cause a laws. Kamash Malan, the Medak Daik is going to tell us that the laws is not even going to be caused. Fine. The Ritva, however, and Daf Hey seems to starkly contrast this. I don't understand. He says over here, and Daf Hey, the Gemara over there has a machlokes, whether just some kind. The Gemara has a machlokes, whether the get needs to be given in front of two or three people. And then they explain over there the Gemara that the one who says that it's two is going like Rabbah, who only needs two for Lishma. So we asked, why is that? Normally, Kabbalah's Eidos needs to be in front of three. So I don't understand. Like, why would it be that Rabbah with Lishma, just Kabbalah's Eidos, only needs to be in front of two? So we answered, so it says the Ritva, it must be in that case, it's a case of Eidos. And it's anisurim, which only needs to be in front of two. But we just said the Ritvan Daf Gimel that it's a case of Darash Shabbat Erba. That's why he counts as two. That's why he has Nemanis of two. But then on Daf Hey we're saying that it's really only Eidos on the case of Isurim. Yeah? Clear? So Rebbe wanted to just say very quickly just that maybe it's just different Bali Ritva. Or maybe, I don't know. Yeah? Different Bali Ritva. I don't know exactly what that means, but different Bali Ritva. Yeah. Okay, fine. So that's what Rebbe maybe wanted to say, and that's clearly a pretty stark contrast. So maybe you could just say they're different people who compiled. But Rav Nachman gave a different answer. He says that it actually has aspects of both understandings. Really, this case has aspects of both understandings. This aid really can put his feet both categories. Why is that? He says, Midin Emanos. So that's like two, and like a Davar Sheva Erva, which answers Daf Gimel, the Ritva and Daf Gimel. But in regards to his testimony, so when you're being, when you're testifying in front of Edim, so that case, so now it's only like a case of Yisurim. Okay, just to see that chilek that Reb Nachum was giving over there. Fine.
Can you explain why?
Why he wanted to say it like that?
Yeah.
Why it's a case?
Yeah, like you have to say that doesn't mean Yisurim.
Yeah.
Like what about that?
So why does it work like that? I guess when the Rabbanon enacted them, when they enacted these shluchim, so they didn't enact them totally on every single count of two people. We did not monos, you're like two people, but I guess in other aspects it could be that it's like still like a regular case of Yisurim, because in Lamaisa you're really only
just
one
like,
person.
Just like speaking about the Tekana of the Fine Ethel, like
yeah.
That specific point.
Yeah.
Elevate their status.
Yeah. Yeah, you could say like that. Fine. So now, I guess we'll finish off with this Tosos, just to be mashem, see the machlokes between the two. We'll skip over Haikulu. Go jump to Charasi Ba'am Aru Pasile. I'm not going to touch everything here, but just to say the Tosos, out. Says, Yish Lefarish, the Pasile Mamish. The Tosos immediately wants to say, what's going to be the psul that Chal of Adi Chad is going to cause? He says, maybe he wants to say, start off with the Avmina, maybe Pasile Mamish. Afagav de lo mehemen, even though he's really not going to be believed, right? The Baal is going to come be Ma'ar, he's not going to be believed, but Veleka el laz ba'alma mifsa. Even though it's just going to be laz ba'alma, it's going to be actually laz that's going to be mifsa, which is a pretty big chiddush that you're going to have laz the entire time. You've been thinking that laz just meant okay, there's going to be a kol going around that whatever is not divorce or not divorce, whatever it is. But here he's saying no, the laz is actually going to be posa. Fine, stand by there. He says ve'im tomar imkin my salka daitach the mehani befani nechtav. So then Tosas asks, okay, so then maybe you'll ask, Bafani's not going to do anything because Laz is going to come whether you say Bafani or whether you don't say Bafani. Right? If you're going to say 1/8 comes, it's going to be like 2. But anyways, it's still, or whether you say it's like 1 or 2, whatever, but it's still going to come and cause Laz, even if you say Bafani. So what does Bafani help with the Maisa? Ah, so Tosas says, what is it going to help with? The Yishlomar, maybe you can answer that, Kasha, to say what? So now the Baal is going to think. So Tosos thinks maybe to answer this, it's like a mind game with the Baal and the Shliach. The Shliach is gonna come. He's gonna say Bafanai. The Baal is gonna say, oh, he's not gonna believe me if I just go by myself. He's not gonna believe me. So I'm not gonna go. However, Tosos says Umiyui Mafigle Mifsal, but even if he goes and he says, you know, I'm going to take my chances and I'm still going to go, it's still going to be posa. So really, what comes out? Really, it's just like it's a mind game. It's like a trick against the Baal. But if he did come, it'd still be posa. Okay. Now Tosas is going to say, there are still some problems that need to be solved if you wanted to hold that Laz is Mifsa. So what are they? Number one. So what's going to happen? The Mishnah said, if they're Orin, right? So just, what do you do? It's Gaim B'chosmav. So those wants to say, and we knew that to be meaning going on Eretz Yisrael, right? When there's no Bafanai. But those is coming to add that what would happen over here, this was the case, that even Laz would be Mifsa, that Yishal of Orin would also be going on, even coming from Medina Sayyam. Right? Which is not the way we read. Umishani Medak Daik Velo Asibal La'ar V'afilu Imir'ar Lo yaminu veleka laz klal. And number two, Toso says we would have to make two jumps when we say meidak daik. Number one, you would have to say that the laz doesn't poso. Plus, you would have to make another jump that there's no laz at all. So, to use the meidak daik to make those two jumps is also a little bit. You would have like meidak daik would have to come and do two different things. Right? We said at the end lamaskana meidak daik will come and shore everything up. Right? There's no more concerns at all. Tosos says you'd have to make two jumps. He says, "Umihu einir luri lefarishkin." Why? She pasul mishum laz ba'amar. Right? That he doesn't want to say that it would really be pasul mishum the laz. Why? Kavan the kimlan shu kasher. Because we already established that it really would be. It really would be kasher. He doesn't want to pasul it. Va'od midelot nan berisha hamin yigem medinas ayam. And he comes and he says the reason why what we had to make fit earlier, we had to make the Mishlav Orim also go on Medina Sayyam. It's just Taka doesn't say that in the Resha of the Mishnah, so we don't want to say it like that. So he says his final answer, really Venir Lefarish Upasile. What is the Lashon of Upasile in the Gemara? Hainu Sheminu Lelaz Avamikom Makom Haget Kasher. He concludes and he says, okay, so let's say like this. Really, it's just going to be laz. It's going to be kosher, l'maisa, but it's just going to be laz. So the Gemara reads, according to Tosos, Baal's going to come, upasilei. And now we're concerned for a laz. Okay, meidak daik comes, and it just covers up the laz, and that's what Tosos would understand. Sure.